Hi, welcome to another episode of About Cities. If you've listened to the other episodes, you'll know that this is our seventh episode, and so far we've covered three cities, which are Damascus, Toronto, and Lisbon. And in this episode, we'll be learning about a city that is a bit less familiar, I think. I had never heard of this city before moving to it this year to study. This episode is about the city of Turku. Now let's start with the geographical location. The city of Turku is located on the southwest coast of Finland, overlooking the Baltic Sea, at the mouth of the Ora River, which flows into the archipelago sea. And if you're not familiar with what archipelago means, it's okay, I didn't know either. It basically means a cluster of islands that are close together in a stretch of water or sea. Now back to Turku. Turku is surrounded by municipalities such as Karina to the north, Raisio to the east, and Nantali to the west. Nantali is very beautiful and it's worth a day visit from Turku if you are here. Now, if you drive from Turku 2 hours by car to the east, you'll reach Helsinki, which is the capital of Finland. And the distance between Turku and Helsinki is around 170 kilometers. Another city that is close to Turku is Tampere, which is 160 kilometers away to the northeast of Turku. And it takes around 2.5 hours driving by car from Turku to Tampere. Stockholm, the capital of Sweden, is also accessible from Turku by ferry. The distance across the Baltic Sea is around 380 kilometers, and the ferry ride takes around 10 to 12 hours. Now, in terms of the latitude location of Turku, it is at 60.45 degrees north. And when comparing it to the other cities that we've covered on the podcast, you will realize that Turku is the northest in latitude. And this explains why it's colder than Toronto. Now let's see how big is the city of Turku with its population and density. The city of Turku covers an area of approximately 245 square kilometers and it has a population of around 200,000 people. So if we want to compare it to Toronto, Toronto's area is 2.5 times the area of Turku. And to my surprise, Turku is bigger than both Damascus and Lisbon, almost 2.5 times their areas. But when comparing the population density of Turku, it has by far the lowest one among the three other cities that we've covered, with around 816 people per square kilometer. Imagine 816 people compared to around 20,000 people per square kilometer in Damascus, or compared to around 4,600 people per square kilometer in Toronto. So the city of Turku can handle a lot more density. The primary language spoken in Turku is Finnish, but also something that surprised me when I first moved here is that Swedish is also widely spoken, because apparently Finland is bilingual, having both Finnish and Swedish listed as official languages. So it's normal here to see all the road signs listing both Finnish and Swedish language. Something that was also surprising to me is that Turku has a Swedish name and it is completely different than Turku. It is called Åbo in Swedish. Apparently, Finnish is one of the most difficult languages to learn in the world. And here are some useful words to learn in Finnish. Hello is moi. Thank you is kiitos. And good day is hyvä päivä. The flag of Turku is basically based on the coat of arms of the city. It's navy blue with a big yellow M in the center, surrounded by four lily flowers that are white. And apparently the city of Turku has multiple nicknames, which are the Paris of Finland and Finland's Christmas city, and also the food capital of Finland. We've reached the end of the first part of our episode about the city of Turku. I hope you enjoyed it and see you on the next one.